Yeah, the eighth race has just been completed there a few moments ago. Dylan Brown McMonagall making it a four-timer on the very impressive Let It Go. But in the opening race this afternoon at 2:30, on hinge for Dylan Brown McMonagall, got him off to a winning start when he won very, very easily from Willie No Legs. That was the 13-2, 14 hands combined, giving Dylan, as I say, the perfect start to the season. The second race of the afternoon went again to Dylan Brown McMonagall, 5 stone a lead. Again, another very easy winner over Annie Power with Nice and Steady back in third. That was the 148 centimetres over the mile. Then the third race of the afternoon, this time it went to Baby Brown with Danny Gilligan, the county jockey, county Galway jockey, should say, Danny Gilligan guiding Baby Brown to success over Dylan's Pride with 4 stone a lead back in third. And then we moved on to the fourth race of the afternoon, and this time it was the dual Dingle Derby winner, Mr. Bowen, under County Limerick rider Philip Byrne. He just held the late flourish of Ida's Dream with Let's Dance picking up the third prize money. Then we moved on to race number five. That was the 1 mile open, and this time it was Sam Ewing from County Antrim who got Gold Dream up late and fast to beat off Pack Your Bags in second place with Derry's Pride and Dylan Brown McMonagall back in third. Then we reached the sixth race of the afternoon. That was the local, of course, Made of Candy for Cian McNally up in Armagh. He took the local from Nicole Yem on Bailey in second place. Then race seven, it was again the prolific athlete Jade Dylan Brown McMonagall making it the treble in the afternoon. Just got up on the last few strides to deny the long time leader remix for Luke Turner, the son of Ryan Turner, the singer, of course, and Treasured Memories staying on nicely in third. Then we moved on to race number eight, and it was the four timer this time for Let It Go and Dylan Brown McMonagall. They come with a sweet run up the inside, swinging into the straight with a furlong to go. They beat off Crafty Boy in second place, Ferryman back in third. So we've just one race left to go now. It's the Mile Maiden, and Dylan Brown McMonagall has another very good mount in this one. So I'll need to get back to you later on to see how the final race went. That's Colin O'Donnell for Highland Radio.